You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Wendy Liberatore reports in the Albany Times-Union that Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents arrested 8 men from Mexico September 11th in Saratoga, whom the federal agency says are violating immigration laws. No arrests were made in the town during the Saratoga horse racing season when the area is busier. Before the season started, ICE arrested 27 undocumented workers in the city in June and July. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. HudsonValley360.com reprints a press release from Greene County that says $5,839 is coming this year from the National Board for the Emergency Food and Shelter Program. The money will get turned around to Greene County nonprofit groups to deliver emergency food and/or shelter programs. Public or private voluntary organizations interested in applying for emergency food and shelter program funds must do so by writing to Penny Fromer, care of Community Action of Greene County, at 7856 Route 9W in Catskill, 12414, to request an application. The deadline for requests is September 20th. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand signed on to Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All Act of 2017 as a co-sponsor September 12th. The single-payer health care bill now includes a provision written by Gillibrand that allows Americans to buy into a public health insurance plan during the transition period to the single-payer system. Quote, health care should be a right, not a privilege, so I will be joining Senator Bernie Sanders as a co-sponsor on his Medicare for All legislation. As I've been traveling around New York, the number one thing I keep hearing from New Yorkers is that people are very worried that their health care is still too expensive, end quote. And Dan Clark reports in PolitiFact that first Senator Kirsten Gillibrand co-sponsored a bill to penalize those who boycott Israel. Then, when the American Civil Liberties Union and others protested that the bill targeting the boycott, divest, and sanctions movement violates the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, she pulled her sponsorship. Quote, I'm going to urge the authors of the bill to change the bill, and I will not support it in its current form, Gillibrand said at a town hall meeting in Queens. Now she is taking flack from the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Quote, New York's junior senator Kirsten Gillibrand has withdrawn her co-sponsorship of the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, sending a powerful message to her constituents that she no longer supports the fight to combat the international delegitimization of Israel, end quote, according to an email from the group. Gillibrand, first taking fire from the left on the issue, is now defending herself from the right. Quote, I'm against BDS, but I think anybody who's in favor should feel very comfortable speaking on any stage anywhere in America saying exactly why, Gillibrand said. Quote, that is what free speech is about, and I fully support it, end quote. Read the full story in PolitiFact. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.